plus a body of flowing water that's smaller than a river.
Well,
okay.
Any kind. A little branch.
A branch, and what's another, something smaller than a river?
Creek.
A creek, and which is large, which is smaller, a branch or a creek?
A branch.
A branch should be smaller. Mm-hmm. And down by the seacoast, what do you call that? Flat country is grassy. You can see for miles. Have you spent much time by the seacoast? Did your husband wear a pair of straps to support his trousers?
No, he wore a belt.
I see. What did they used to call those?
Suspenders.
They never called them galluses?
Galluses.
Also. Galluses is the older term, is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And if you fry ham and add some water to the grease, what kind of gravy do you make?
Red-eyed gravy.
Red-eyed gravy? And the liquid that you use to burn in lamps?
Is kerosene oil.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a long-legged hog that used to live in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Thin body and a long snout.
Wild hogs?
It's the wild hogs. Did you have a term for them in the old days, I wonder?
No, I don't know about that.
Does Piney Woods Rooter sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have an itching soreness between the toes. What was that called?
Cotton?
It's kind of an itching soreness between the toes. It used to be especially
ground itch.
Ground itch. And homemade whiskey, how was that referred to?
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Mm-hmm. And anything that a child likes to play with?
With a toy.
A toy. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the end of the list. Thank you very much for your patience with me. Do you have any other comment that you'd like to add? Any comment about either the interview or the questions or the man who's doing the questioning?
Well, it looks like it's covered the ground.
Does it? you don't think of anything we have omitted that you can think of?
No, I don't think of anything.
Sometimes we do have to add items that are that can contrast in a different part of the country. But,
you know.
I think you were telling me before we got the tape recorder going that your was it your father who founded Sparks?
Yes.
Could you tell me just a little bit about the founding of the town and how it got its name?
Well, there was a man in Macon named Sparks who was interested in this Georgia Southern Railroad. This used to be the Georgia Southern. It is now the Southern, and it was named for Sparks.
Oh, I see.
And I don't remember. I remember about the first store that was here. And when the train came through, the first train came, I believe that they dismissed school